Are we on? It's on. Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Did you all just have a wonderful Thanksgiving? Did you? And you? Well, you know what? We're thankful for that you're all here. I'm going to ask each one of you what you're thankful for. I know I'm thankful for Julian and Milani and Josie and Andrew. Andrew, I had it right. I don't know which one you are, Mr. Singer. Can you tell me? Jordan. Can you tell me names? Well, I'm thankful that you're here. They're your friends? Well, they're my friends too. They're all our friends. And I think I know Raylene. Is that right? Tell me your name again.
Riley.
Riley. I'm thankful that you're all here. When you had Thanksgiving, did you have a big dinner?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Turkey.
It's been 3 days, so think hard. Do you remember? Did you have turkey? Did you have veggie turkey? Did you have mashed potatoes and gravy?
I had turkey.
Did you?
Turkey?
I had turkey.
Pastor, what did you have?
Potatoes and gravy.
Oh, mashed potatoes and gravy is my favorite.
I had carrots.
Carrots? Do you like carrots?
Carrots are good. Stone soup.
Soup. We had more than soup. Believe me, we had more than soup. But at Josie's school, they made soup. They all brought a different vegetable, and they contributed to the menu. And they all made soup at school. Do you know why that was? Why was it, Josie?
I was going to tell everybody I brought carrots.
You did bring carrots. What did you have for Thanksgiving?
I had mashed potatoes and gravy.
Everybody seems to have mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
I have.
What did you have? You had turkey?
Turkey. And I don't know.
You don't know. What else did you have? Turkey, too. We are so blessed. Aren't we blessed with so much food and love and family? We were created to be thankful. Did God create you thankful?
Yeah.
And what else are you thankful for? Amen. Milani is thankful for her family. Aren't we all this Thanksgiving Day? Josie, what are you thankful for?
The earth.
The earth. Because? Because we live in it. Because God made it. You said earlier. Well, even though we were made to be thankful, have we always been thankful?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you have. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my clothes.
For what? Come over here and tell me.
Sports cars.
Sports cars. Well, I'm thankful for sports cars, too. Did you see the big race? No, we'll talk about that later. God created us to be thankful. He created Adam and Eve. But you know, it wasn't very long before they didn't.
They were the first parents.
They were. And then they had children and children on down the line. And pretty soon, they could see God in nature, but they didn't give him credit. They weren't thankful. So, let me get my glasses. They didn't honor him. We were created by Adam, by God, but we failed him, didn't we? We ought to be more than grateful. I'm used to writing notes, but then when it gets cold, I can't read them. Jesus always gives thanks to God. Did he? Jesus, he became in the flesh. But when he was here and he said his prayers, he always thanked God for everything. Now I can't read my writing. Gave thanks, he said, I thank you, Father. He took the loaves and the fishes, and he said, I thank you, Father. And he broke them in half, and he gave them to everybody, and he asked him to bless them. And he said, I give thanks. We're supposed to do what Jesus did, to give thanks for everything. Sometimes it's kind of tough. Do you ever have any tough times going on in your life? Probably not you guys, but most everybody has something tough. Do you, Andrew? Do you give thanks then? Well, that's good. For, say that again? For fish? I like fish. But it's harder when times are tough, isn't it? But then we're supposed to still give thanks when things are not really going according to the way we want them to. Persistent. Do you know what that means? Persistent thankfulness. Thankfulness. When it's tough, when it's hard, be thankful. Be thankful that we're here. Be thankful for what we have. And when things are really tough, think of something really good in your life, like your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters, and all the good things. And don't concentrate on the bad. So if I were going to say a prayer, and I am going to say a prayer, but I wrote it. So it says, Dear Lord, we thank you for the many ways you bless our lives. We know that every good gift comes from your hands. And even though life is not always good, we are grateful for your love and faithfulness and for meeting all of our needs. That doesn't say all of our wants. It says all of our needs. Please bless and keep safe all that we hold dear. May we live with an attitude of gratitude. Each day of the year, not just Thanksgiving, but every day, an attitude of gratitude. And never take anything for granted. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus, because it's in his name we pray. So I want you to remember always, when things are going kind of rough, and they happen to do that now and again, have an attitude of gratitude and be thankful to Jesus for all that you have. You can go back to your seats, and don't forget to pick up the offering.